So the Mishnah on Sadi Vav Amud Aleph gives us two cases. It gives us a case of Zorek and it gives us a case of Moshit. And the Mishnah is Mechalik between the dinim of the two. So what distinctions do we find between Zorek and Moshit, just in the Mishnah, potentially? Mechal, what do we have on Zorek and Moshit?
Well, you're chayav for Zorek, not for...
Right, you'd be chayav for Moshit if you went from the case in the Mishnah is you have one Rishis HaYachid on one side, you have another Rishis HaYachid on the other side, you have Rishis Rav in the middle, and the question is, are you chayav for being Moshit from one Rishis HaYachid to the other Rishis HaYachid through the Rishis Ravim? So the Mishnah seems to say that you'd be chayav for Moshit and you'd be putter for Zorik. Okay, so why? What's the basis for that distinction? Right. So the Moshit was done. Shkach Chayis Avodas Halavim B'Mishkan. Moshit was done in the Mishkan. Zorek wasn't done in the Mishkan. Okay, so why? I mean, clearly there's a reason why you're Pater, though, right? So the way the Rishonim seem to understand is that this is a case of Lamala Miyud. Generally, we say that a Rishus Rabim only extends up until 10 Tfachim. Above 10 Tfachim, we view it as a Makom Ptur. So Rosh Hashanah Rabbim only exists below 10 Tvachim. Here the Chiddush is that even though you're doing this activity above 10 Tvachim, we still consider it to be a Chilaf Rishios and a violated Hutzah. So that Chiddush only extends to Moshit. It doesn't apply to Zorik. Okay, so one difference you already have between the normal Din of Hutzah and Moshit is already Lamala Me'asara Tvachim. Are you Chayiv above 10 Tvachim? For Hutzah, we say you're Pater. For Moshit, you're going to be Chayiv. So the question is, what do we do with this? Right, what does it tell you that you could be chayiv for Moshit l'malam me'asara, but you're pater for Hotzah? So what do you think? What does that tell us? What do we do with that information?
I don't know how common it is for a toldo in general to be chayiv in a situation where an av is not.
Right.
This seems to be a unique situation.
Right, so here it seems like, especially if you say that Moshe is a tolda of Hotzah, so you could be chayiv for Moshe to tolda, but you're not going to be chayiv for the av. So it's strange. Why are you more chayiv for the tolda than for the av? But conceptually, you could look at this in two ways. You could look at this as an aberration, and say it's true. The Gemara accepts the fact that the din of Hotzah of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim only exists lamata me'asar tfachim. That's the existence of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's the chayiv of Hotzah. If there was some case in the Mishkan where you happen to have been chayiv l'malam yasara, so you'll be chayiv for it. But it's always an oddity that doesn't reflect on the rule of Hotzah. You have a similar case from the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Beis. The Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph says that if you carry something al kseifav, you're chayiv. Shekein ma'asa b'nei kas. If you carry something on your shoulders in a Rishus Arabim, so you're chayiv, even though that happens to be l'mala me'asara. And the justification is that shekein haisa masa b'nei kas. That's the way they used to carry things in the Mishkan. So even though the object is above 10 tefachim, yet you're still chayiv. It's not clear if we paskin this way. But this would be another case where you're chayiv for hotzah l'mala me'asara because of the way it was done in the Mishkan.
Just a quick question. How high is 10 tefachim?
It's not very high.
Is this table 10 tefachim higher than...
This table is probably just about 10 tefachim.
Okay, I was in trouble like just conceptualizing it.
Yeah, tefach is about this much. If you have 10 of these, you about get to around somewhere around here probably. But if you paskin, especially this way, so then you could be chayiv for carrying things like on your shoulder in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because that was the way they did in the Mishkan. But otherwise, you only be chayiv something for carrying things like with your arms dangling. If you pull something over your head, you'd be pater. Yeah. Right, we'll see that. We're going to discuss in the Gemara in the first part a little bit. So it could be that this is just an exception, or it could be that when you look at certain cases of Moshit, so Moshit reflects back on the whole nature of Hotzah. That just maybe sometimes Hotzah has certain like specific qualifications in order to be chayiv. But from the fact that you could bypass those rules in the Toldos, that reflects that even in the Av, those details aren't as central. So it could be just, for example, that Lamala Me'asara, is Lamala Me'asara a detail? That it's like an exemption? Or is the mala me'asara kind of essential to the nature of rishis harabim and the mechayev? What is the other? What other exceptions? What other rules does Moshe break when you compare it with our classic case of hotza?
Two people,
right? So the case. What's the case of Moshe? What does it look like according to Rashi?
It looks like two people on the same side of the Rishut Yachid, or the same side of, like they're not going across Rishut Arabim, they're on
right.
The same side, and they're passing, I guess it could be a pole or anything else, to each other. One's holding one side of the stick, the other's holding the other side, and they're on two different Rishut Yachids with a little gap in them.
Right, so basically but it's like I'm giving over an object from my Rishus HaYachid to somebody else in another Rishus HaYachid. So it's kind of built into the case that it's Shnayim Shasua. It's built into the case that there are two people who are doing the Maisa. And yet, we say you're Chayiv. So that's a problem, because generally we say Shnayim Shasua are Pater. If two people do a Malacha, so they're both exempt. So this is explicit on the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, which is actually our next Gemara that we're going to discuss. So everyone take a look on Gimel Amud Aleph for a second. So here the Gemara says, Tanya Rebbe Omer, Mi'ama Aretz Bas Sosa, Ha'osa Es Kula V'lo Osa Es Miktsasa. If somebody only does half a malacha, so they're pater. If somebody does an entire malacha, they're chayiv. Yachid V'asa Osa Chayiv, Shnayim V'asa Osa Pturim. So here it's pretty explicit that you're pater if two people do it. So look at Tosos. Tosos Tiver Maskla Bas Sosa. Right, so Tosos, the way it appears in the Gemara is that this is a case of ze oker v'ze meniach. If one person does nakira and the other person does the hanacha, so you're exempt. And that's why the case in the Mishnah, where one person does nakira and the other person does the hanacha, is a case of ptur, not a case of chiyuv. So Tosos asks, wait a second. Tosos asks, what about every case of Moshe? Isn't every case of Moshe shnayim shasua? So what does Tosos answer? V'nir l'ri, second to last line in Tosos. V'nir l'ri, divin Moshe ein ze oker v'ze meniach. Ela hamoshit asa akira v'hanacha. So Tosos tries to bring this case of the of Moshe back in line with the general mechayiv of hotza. Just like every hotza needs an akira v'hanacha, so too Moshe needs an akira v'hanacha from the same person. It happens to be that you're resting it into the other person's hand. That's why Tosos understands the case. In order to bring Moshe back in line with hotza.
Would only that guy be chayav or both of them?
Only that guy would be chayav, it seems like. Yeah, only that guy would be chayav. So Shnayim Shasua seems to be a bit of a problem. So Tosos says, no, it's really Yachid Sha'asa Osa. Who, this seems to disagree with Tosos on the surface. Clear that somebody else disagrees with Tosos. The Yushalmi. Because the Yushalmi says, Yushalmi in the 11th parak, Yid Aleph Beis. So the Yushalmi is bothered, how are you ever chayer for Moshe? Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Miyasha bilvad al yidei shnayim. You're only chayer for Moshe if it's done by two people. So the Yishalmi asks, "B'chol atar at amar shnayim shasu apturim." Generally, you say shnayim shasu apater. V'hacha at amar shnayim shasu chayiv chayavin. So the Yishalmi answers, "Shanyehi." This is different. Shakachayis avodas alvim ba'ol moed. This is the way it was done in the ol moed. So the Yishalmi seems to assume that it is a case of ze'oker v'zemeniach. You're splitting the malacha between the two parties. But yet, l'maskana, the Yishalmi is saying that's fine because it was kachayis of a mishkan. So it's an exception. Whereas Tosos was not okay with seeing this case as an exception. Tosos had to bring it back in line and say. It was one person doing both the Akira and the Hanacha. There's just a Tanai that there had to be two people involved. What's another way that Moshe breaks the rules of Hotza? So our first exception is Lamala Miyud. The second is Shnayim Shasua. We have a third, at least possibly a third way in which breaks the rules. Mikey, what do you got? Third way?
Yeah,
Jennifer? It doesn't have to be agreed upon by all the Rishonim. What? Not that I know of. Or maybe yes, but possibly not. What else is like a big issue in when it comes to Moshe? Q, you see anything?
I'm thinking of Rabbi Haida.
Yeah.
Who.
Great.
But,
what does Rabbi Haida say?
According to. He's talking about you yourself aren't leaving, and you're extending the board into another issue.
Yeah. So, what's Rabbi Haida's definition of Moshe? Against Rashi.
I don't remember like precisely what he said, but I mean, let me just see if I wrote it down.
Yeah, no problem. You have the general description. Let's take the Ritva. For I think they're pretty much in terms of their description of the Shita. I think they're pretty much in line.
You're standing in one Rishut and holding something in another Rishut.
Excellent. You're standing in one Rishus. You're passing something into another Rishus Ayachet through Rishus Arabim. But what's critical for Rav Haigon is that the object never left your Rishus and never fully got into his Rishus.
Right.
The object is resting in between the two Rishuyos. So the Ritva challenges that. And the Ritva says, how could that be Moshe? Now, according to Rashi, it's you're getting rid of the Chepetz. You're taking a book from one porch and you're passing it onto the other porch. According to Rav Haigon, you're only Chai if you're extending a beam or something with extension that's stuck between both Rishuyos. So Ritva says that can't be Moshe. Why? What was the Ritva's challenge to Rav Haigon? Yeah, excellent. What?
There's no Akira and Anacha.
And one more thing. There's no Akira, there's no Anacha, and no? Yeah, and no Shinei Rishuyos. So the Ritva says, according to Rav Haigon, Moshe has none of the properties. There's none of the characteristics of Hotzah. So how could he be Chayiv? V'zeh Lashono. Aval Mori Hayomer Behepich, Keshitas Rashi, the Adrabe, Eino Nikra Moshe El Kesha Oker Hadavar Ligamri Mirshus Zeh, Venosno Lirshus Acheres. Aval Kesha something, Meniach Rosho Echa Birshus Zeh, Venosin Rosh Hasheni Birshus Acher, Eino Nikra Moshe, why? Shalachiev hakasav mistama, right? But probably the Torah is not mechayiv. Ela kesheish akira v'hanacha v'shinei rishus. So Ritva says you're missing all three points of hutzah. So Odav Haigon respond. So he could respond one of two ways to this challenge of the Ritva. How could he respond? Chana, how could he respond? Okay, so you could cop out and say kachai savod sav mishkan like the Yerushalmi had. Right? Or, what could he do?
I guess he could try and prove that there is a Kira Hanacha, it's just not
the same. Excellent. That would be similar kind of to what Tosos tried to do on Daf Gimel. Where Tosos said, it looks like there's no Akira Hanacha, but really there is. So he could do something like that. How would he do that? I mean, he'd have to argue, he'd have to kind of redefine Akira Hanacha. So is that easy to do? What do you think? Who do you side with on the definition of an Akira Anacha here? And what would the question turn on?
I guess whether the first person actually has to let something go in order for it to be like Akira in someone's
mind. Yeah, I mean, is Akira defined by being Ne'ekar Legamri? Or is even Akira B'Mikzas considered to be an Akira? And the same thing with Hanacha. So the problem is, just look at the Gemara in Daf Ches for a second. Five lines from the top. So here the Gemara has a case where you're throwing barrels. You throw a barrel from one Rishus into another Rishus. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Zara Koveres, you throw a barrel, Rishus Arabim, from Rishus Ayachid into Rishus Arabim, Gavoa Yod Ve'ina Rechava Vav. Chayiv. So if the barrel is 10 tfachim tall, but it doesn't have 4 tfachim of width, so then you're Chayiv. Because then the barrel is defined as an object. Rechava vav pater. But if the barrel has, let's say, a diameter of 6, which would mean that it has dalet al dalet, so then the barrel is defined as a separate rishus in and of itself. It's defined as a Rishus HaYachid. So the Rashi explains that according to Abaye, you're not chayav for throwing Rishuyos, you're only chayav for throwing objects. Okay? That's Abaye's position, but Rava challenges it. Rava Amar Afilu in a Rechavavav Pater. Even if the barrel is not defined as its own Rishus, doesn't have Dalad al-Dalid, you're exempt. Why? Yefshah the Kromish al-Kanash lo yalu l'malam yastar tfachim. Because it's impossible, if the barrel is 10 tefachim tall, it's impossible that the entire barrel will be munach inside a Rishus Rabim, because Rishus Rabim only extends until 10 tefachim. So if the barrel lands vertically, so the entire barrel is not in the new Rishus. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, so the second wide line, inside Yitir Maskel Yefshar, V'kivan delo nicha kula b'Rishus Rabim lo hava hanacha l'chivei. Since the entire barrel, all right, take care. Since the entire barrel is not munach in the Rishus HaRabim, sir pater. So according to Rashi, you see that you need a hanacha of the entire chepes in Rishus HaRabim. According to Rav Haigon, right, if Rav Haigon is redefining what a hanacha is, then Rav Haigon would be challenging this gemara. From this gemara, at least according to Rava, it seems pretty clear that you need a hanacha of kula in the Rishus. Similarly, there's a similar case that you could look at on Tzadi Aleph from Abayz. Let's look at the Mishnah on Tzadi Aleph from Abayz for a second. Jeremy, you have the Mishnah? Tzadi Aleph from Abayz?
Yeah. Hamotzi Ochlen, Nzanan Al Has Kopa, Bein Shechazer Votzian, Bein Shechazian Acher, Patzor.
Right, so this is kind of a similar case, just with Akira. So the Mishnah is saying, let's say you have a box of groceries that you put on your doorstep, in between your house and the Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says, let's say the box is filled with fruits. So afabisha rov haperos mi bachutz, even though you put the box such that rov of the produce in the box is in the Rishus HaRabim, pater. Achayotzi es kol akupa. So you're not chayiv until you extend the entire box into the Rishus HaRabim. So once again, from this mission, it seems pretty clear that there's no shame akira until the entire chayfetz is nekar. Right, so both from the point of view of akira and from the point of view of hanacha, it seems like you need an akira of a hanacha as kol achayfetz. It's not sufficient that Niktsas Achefetz transfers Rishuyos. So it would be hard for Rav Haigon to say that this case, his case of Moshed is a full Akira and a full Anacha. Good? So what else, Rav Haigon? How would Rav Haigon explain that Moshed is lacking all the Mechaivim of Hotza? So, Rachel, what would you say?
I mean, you could just say it's like in a Hanami.
And not only that, by the way, don't think that Rav Haigon just like throughout this svara, right? We know that that's not true, because he says that he labored really hard to get to it. Do you see that? Yeah, he's like, "Is haru b'davar zeh?" Because b'terach gadol niglalan.
I thought they meant that, like, not like that. I thought they just meant like, be careful, because like it's a big chiddush.
Nah, I think he's saying "viz haru b'pir zeh." I mean, like, keep, like, make sure that you keep to this pshat, b'terach gadol niglalan. Because we like labored hard to, yeah. It's not like he woke up and just decided that he's going to reinvent Akira and Hanacha and Chila for Shuyos. That's clear.
Yeah.
So what's going on here? So what's Rav Haigon saying?
So, I mean, I think this is like what we understood from the way the Rosh reported it.
Excellent. Yeah.
Was that it's like in a Hanami it's different. It's just like it's a total hotel. It doesn't have like the Mechayvim are different. It's like a different. It's like its nature is different. I mean, like the way that I think we understood was that like the point of Moshe is that you're creating one Rishut, right? So
yeah, excellent. According to Rav Haigon, it may not be that Hoshata is just an extension of Hotza, that it has to like it mimics most of its properties and it differs on a detail. According to Rav Haigon, the Mechayiv of Moshe may be totally separate from Hotza. So whereas Hotza is defined by Akira Sachefetz, Hanacha Sachefetz, and Echila Freshus of the Chefetz, Rav Haigon redefines at least Moshit with the Mechayiv of
creating a Rishut.
Yeah, it's very strange. It sounds like it's like creating a new Rishus. why is it creating a new rishus? Or if Haigon actually brings a proof from Mishnayos and Erevin, or if I have a rishus hayachid on one side, and there's a rishus harabim in the middle, let's say. Okay, so let's say this table is a running rishus harabim. So the Ramban is one porch, and the Ritva is another porch. And then I take a beam and I put it between the two of them. If this beam is four tefachim, has a width of four tefachim, so now I could carry from this rishus into this rishus hayachid. And they're both defined as one rishus hayachid. So according to Rav Haigon, the Isser of Moshit is taking two separate rishus hayachids and turning it into one rishus hayachid. It's kind of like the Mechayiv is Chiluf Rishuyos. Changing Rishuyos, even if you're not transferring an object between Rishuyos. It's a huge Chiddush. That's a totally separate Mechayiv from Hotza. Right? Here's this formulation. אבל אם הגושרו שתיים האומדות ברשיס הרבים מוכנות להיות דיוטה אחת ברשיס אחד ואיזה צד שמרכיבים נסר מזו וזו על גבי רשיס הרבים כדי שיהיה שתיים דיוטה אחת ורשיס אחד אם עשה and came מבוד יום had you have done this action on ערב שבס הרי הן כרשיס אחד and then מוטלטלת מזו לזו על גבי אוסו הנסר. So it sounds like the critical מחאי for him is like taking these two רשיס and turning them into one רשיס. It's wild. If you took it to its extreme, you would say that you could violate Moshit, or at least the Mechayiv of Moshit, just by creating a Rosh Hashanah Yachid on Shabbos. Now he might say that you never have that case because you'll only be Chayiv in a way that they did it in the Mishkan. And since like this mode of transferring Krushim was the paradigm in the Mishkan, so you're only Chayiv for this kind of a case. But the Mechayiv is still a general principle of changing Rosh Hashanah. What defines the Rosh Hashanah Yachid?
Yeah, I mean, in the sense that, like, if you just, like, make one small connector, then they both become one Rosh Hashanah, right?
Right.
So, like, that's...
If you have four tefachim on top, if you have a board that's four tefachim in width, so you could carry from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the other Rosh Hashanah Yachid through that board. But it doesn't mean that the whole area underneath is
so
now Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Only talking about a board?
Right. According to Haigon. It only is the extension of a board over the two rishuyos.
So if something you couldn't walk over, you wouldn't be chayav.
Right.
So
if it was probably if it was narrower than four tefachim, you wouldn't be chayav for Moshe.
No, but even if it was four tefachim, if it was like plastic or whatever. Meaning, I'm saying it's not. You don't need specifically the shiurim. You need also that you can.
Do you need to be able to carry the foil over it?
Yeah, or no?
Could be. That depends on that mishnah and Erevin. I'm not sure what they say the maskana there.
Does it matter if it would be six? Is the same thing with the barrel plan?
Yeah, this board itself will be its own rishus. I don't think that matters here because here it's not about transferring the barrel, which is its own rishus, can't be chayiv for it because you don't view a rishus as being munach in another rishus. But here, according to Pagan, the mechayiv isn't about being munach in the rishus; it's about changing the rishus. So you'd be chayiv anyway.
Okay.
Good. So that Rav Haigon is a big chiddush, and that means that the mechayiv of Moshe is absolutely independent of the mechayiv of Hotza. So these different views, how extreme you want to take Moshe, really touches on whether you view Moshe as being a separate Av from Hotza, or whether you view it as just extending the principle of Hotza. I mean, look, if you take Rav Haigon in its most extreme sense, there's no way, or it's very hard to say that this is a natural extension of Akira Stavar Vahanacha Stavar. Unless you say that there's a common Mechayiv of Chila for Shuyos, and this is a different form of Chila for Shuyos. Right, changing objects from Rishuyos and changing the nature of Rishuyos. So the Yishalmi in the seventh parak, the second halacha, so the Yishalmi thinks that Hoshata is what? Separate Av. So why isn't Hoshata listed in the Mishnah in Gimel Amid Aleph? So the Yishalmi gives three reasons. Right, what are the three reasons the Yishalmi is? Yeah? Excellent. So first answer in the Yishalmi is Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. Good. We'll get to that.
The second one is that there are two people involved.
Excellent.
And the third one is that.
And that's basically the Shnayim Shasua issue.
Right.
Which is the Yishalmi Lashitaso on later on, which we quoted, that the Yishalmi says that, this is a problem that a Shnayim Shasua. I mean, according to Tosos, if you took Tosos on Daf Gimel, or Tosos said that really it is one person who's doing it, it's just that Tanai, they need the second one. then it's not so salient that there are two people. Okay, what's the third point of the Yishalmi?
That there are no toldos.
Excellent. There are no toldos. That parallels what Tosos was arguing about Hotza earlier. That Rabbeinu Tam suggested that the reason why Hachnasa has to be in the Mishnah is because otherwise you would have thought that Hotza is a melacha grua, he ve'em la toldos. So here the Yishalmi is kind of saying, in a different sense, but that same reasoning, that if something is an inferior av, then it doesn't have toldos. And therefore it won't belong in the classification of the Mishnah. The Karban Eda actually quotes a second girsa, or second explanation of the Yishalmi. For Yishalmi said, Zoba achas v'zo b'shtayim. Right, all the other malachos are done by one person, and this one is done b'shtayim. So the Karban Eda had a separate explanation for that. Do you see it? Probably wouldn't have it on the. Does Bailan have MIC the Carbonata? Yeah, two Rishuyos. Right. So Yishalmi, if you take that reading, then what's different about Hoshata is not just that it's done by two people, but that there are two Chiluf Rishuyos. Because by definition, then Moshe would be you're going from a Rishus HaYachid through a Rishus HaRabim into another Rishus HaYachid. So you have two Chiluf Rishuyos. There are two boundaries that are being broken. So you have four possibilities here as to what sets apart Moshe. Why, even though it's an Av Melacha, it still is not in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. So I'll say this view of the Yishalmi just works a lot better if you think that there's a separate Mechayiv for Moshe. Like the more you go in Rav Haigon's direction, or the more you see Lamala Miyud, that's the Pashtus, what the Machlokas of Yehuda. Yishalmi says it depends on the Machlokas of Akiva and the Chachamim. It's not clear what that means. The Mefarshim here say it means about Lamala Miyud. Like if you think you're Chayiv Lamala Miyud, then it's going to be a separate Av. If you're not really Chayiv Lamala Miyud, then it's going to be a Tolda. So the more you think that Moshe has its own properties, the less you'll think it's a tolda, a natural extension of Hotza. The more you read like Tosos, the more you're trying to bring it in line with Hotza. Tosos l'shitaso throughout. Tosos and Daf Beis and Daf Gimel. Tosos keeps saying that Moshe is a tolda of Hotza. So l'shitaso, they're going to say that it has to have its properties.
Could the Karma Eda also just be just that could be another way of explaining our Pagio, right? Meaning, I think that the shot way of understanding is what he himself said.
Oh, if you want to read a Pagio into the Karma Eda?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it means, two Rishios? You're joining together two Rishios?
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that, but that also, that's actually interesting. I was just saying that, like, you know, the whole problem of, like, oh, but Akira Hanacha, you don't have Akira Hanacha, you could say, yeah, in the Hanacha, you don't have Akira Hanacha, but it's not that you're creating, that's not okay because it's just a totally different Machai and you're creating one Rishu, but it's okay because, maybe it is fundamentally the same Machai and Akira Hanacha, but because you're dealing with two transfers of Rishu, so you don't need a full Akira and a full Hanacha for each one.
And like
it's like Chatzi Shir combined.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying, like, there are two critical parts to Hotza. There's like Akira Hanacha and Chiluf Rishuyos. And if you could kind of, like...
It's not like totally, like, whatever, because you still...
Right, I guess if you could reinforce the Chiluf Rishuyos side, then you could shave off some of the Akira and Hanacha side.
Yeah.
That's what you're suggesting. Maybe it's interesting.
I don't know. I don't think it's like what he's actually saying, but...
Right. It's kind of like, you're saying that maybe Hotza is like a vector product, and like as long as you could get like one of the components to be significant, then you'd be chayav.
I don't know if that's yours ever, but I'll take your word for it.
All right, maybe. I don't know. I wasn't thinking of it in those terms. In the Bavli, same thing is true, by the way, for the Tosos Yushalmi issue, Barakir and Hanacha. If you think that Hoshata is a natural tolda of Hotza, and you assume like Rav Haigon that you could dispense with the Akira and the Hanacha in cases of Moshit and still maintain that Moshit is the Tolda of Hotza, then that means that you'll downplay Akira Hanacha as a Mechayiv even within natural Hotza. Right? Meaning, could you view Moshit basically as being a model where you have Hotza without Akira and Hanacha? If you assume Rav Haigon is compatible with saying that's a natural Tolda. So what do the Rishonim say about whether the Bavli buys into the Yushalmi? These are the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rashban, Ayin Gimel, Amin Aleph. Right? Does the Bavli, the Yushalmi seems to say it's a separate Av. That's not in the Mishnah for these three reasons. Is that the view of the Bavli? Before we answer that question, who plays down the difference between Moshit and Hotza most significantly? Yishalmi plays up the differences, and Yishalmi says it's an Av. separate av. Who plays down? Tosos we saw plays down. Yeah, the Rambam. Excellent. What does the Rambam do with Moshe?
It just says it's told up in that same halacha.
Right, the Rambam A says in Yud Beis Ches that Moshe is a told up hotzah. How does the Rambam define Moshe? Does he ever define it as being? Does he define it like a Haigon?
Definitely not.
Does he think? The Yerushalmi seem to think it's essential that Moshe be from a Rishis HaYachid to a Rishis HaYachid with a Rishis Rabban Be'emza. The Yerushalmi seem to assume it's essential that Moshe does is Ayidei Beis B'nei Adam. Does the Rambam buy into that? No. Where does the Rambam, how does the Rambam define Moshe? Especially according to the way Rabbi Akiva Iger views the Rambam.
There's extending from Moshe in general.
Excellent. Rabbi Akiva Iger assumes in the Rambam, and it sounds this way from the Rambam, the Rambam just says that Moshe is kind of like Zrika. Because instead of Zrika, where you let the chefetz go entirely, so Moshe, it's a case where your hand goes with the object, but your body stays put in the rishus that it's in. So I'm totally just disregards any special chashivas or any difference between Hotzah and Moshe. From Yishalmi, it's essential that Moshe is in two rishus hayachids. It's essential that it's two people. May even be Tosus has a suffix. I don't know if you saw it. Tosus on Daf Dalid has a suffix whether Moshe by necessity has to be Lamala Miyud. I mean, according to Tosus, you might be Putter for Moshe Lamata Miyud. You're only Chayiv for doing it above 10 Tfachim Nishas Rabbim, because that's the paradigm of the Mishkan. You'll be exempt Lamata Miyud. The Rabbim doesn't recognize any of those distinctions, really. The Rambam thinks that the only difference is the form of penetrating Rishuyos. It's with a limb and not with your entire body.
So according to him, is the first Mishnah in Shabbos?
That's Rabbi Akiva Iger's question. You see Rabbi Akiva Iger?
Yeah.
Rabbi Akiva Iger's question is, according to the Rambam, you have a big problem. Because according to the Rambam, the first Mishnah of Pashat Balabayis Es Yadah or Pashat Ani Es Yadah, that's a case of Moshit. The Rambam paskins that Moshit's a Toldah. And yet, the Gemara on Beis Mabez seems to say that our Mishnah is Tani Avos told us Lokatani. So he's very upset with the Rambam, that if Moshe is just a case of Chilaf Rishios with your hands and not your body, so then how could he say, and Moshe is a Tolda, so how does he read the Gemara on Beis Mabez that says our Mishnah is Tani Avos told us Lokatani? And he was a Pitarachian. It's a big problem.
What would the Rambam say?
How would he answer that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, maybe you would say that this point of Tani Avos and Tani Toldos is against like Rav Ashi and Rava, who say it's like a Hachnasa Hotza issue. And he's paskening like Rav Ashi and Rava. You know, four days on Beis Mabez about how to break down the case of the Mishnah. So I don't know, I didn't work it out exactly, but it could be that he thinks that brisa of Tani Avos and Tani Toldos is against either our Papa or Rav Ashi or Rava. Something like that.
They seem to be working with it.
Yeah.
I have to look back anymore, but I think so. Like meaning like Rav Papa.
Right. I think the pashas is that they're working within him. I don't know. I have to see if there's a way to read it differently. Rav Akiva Iger leaves a
Pitzarachim. Use academics
for that.
Academics.
Academics to read something else into the Gemara.
I'm saying when you use the academic stuff, so you don't have to stick with the
tzura that we have. So here it says, "V'nir midiver Rabbeinu, the haver rak tolda tamar hoshata. V'hotza mamish haynu sheholich im hakli, mirshes hayachid or shester avim. Real hotza is only when the gavra goes to rishuyos. Aval Moshe havi kizorek v'hu tolda. V'leyadati minayin Rabbeinu zeh. How does Rambam know this? V'habi hipoch mashma bereish mesechten. You have the opposite impression from being a mesechta. Hachad yikar shabbos tani avos v'tani toldos v'chulei. V'harei hotza the balabais v'dani haver rak hoshata." And yet, Kari Le'av, it's Archeim. That's Rabbi Akiva Iger on Yud Beis Yud.
Is this definition of the Rambam the same as we've been interpreting Rashi or the other side? Or is this like a third version?
It's a third. I mean, it's clearly a third, I think.
So how does... Okay, how is Rashi different?
From the Rambam?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the way Rashi understands Moshe... Mike, you have a question? The way Rashi understands Moshe on Daf Tzadivav is that, I mean, just reading the Mishnah on Tzadivav, you have a distinction between Duta Achas and Beis between Duta Achas and Zu Keneged Zu. So, What's the basis of that distinction in the Mishnah? Right, does everybody see the Rashi's on Sadi Vamed Aleph? Rebecca, you see Rashi on Sadi Vamed Aleph? Did you get a chance? What? Okay. So the Mishnah distinguishes between two cases of Hoshata. Right, there's Hoshata when you go across the length of Rosh Hashanah, and there's Hoshata when you go across the width of Rosh Hashanah. You're only Chayiv for passing down the length of Rosh Hashanah. You're Pater for going from one side to the other side. Right, so if you lift something from one side of Broadway to the other side of Broadway, you're Pater. If you lift something from the south side of Broadway towards the north side of Broadway, you're Chayiv. That's the distinction in the Mishnah on Sadi Vamed Aleph. What's the basis of that distinction? So that's the way it was in the Mishkan. But why was it that way in the Mishkan? Alright, so what were they doing? Exactly, they were taking down the Mishkan. Mm-hmm. So take the krushim from where the Mishkan was standing. Rashi says they had two sets of wagons, right? Lined up in the Rosh Hashanah, they would pass them to the first one, and the first wagon would pass it up to the second wagon. Meaning, you're only chayav for Moshe if you travel in the direction of the highway.
No, but in the action itself, how is it different than Hotzah? What do you actually?
For Rashi?
Yeah.
So in the action itself, it's not different, necessarily. Okay. What's different is that it's from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah through a Rosh Hashanah in the direction of traffic. For Rashi. For the Rambam, and that's why it's different from just straight up Hotzah. Hotzah itself doesn't require any. Hotzah itself is chayv if it's chilah for Shiyos, Takir, and Hanacha. For Moshe, you need more than that. You need both Rosh Hashayachids, and you need in the direction of the highway. Whereas for the Rambam, none of these things are significant. For the Rambam, it's just any chilah for Shiyos with a yad and a kli inside. So they're really different hagdaras. So the Rishonim now on Ayin Gimel, so they're not sure about what the position of the Bavli is on Moshe. The Yushalmi was explicit that Moshe could be a separate Av, because it doesn't have the characteristics of Hotzar or the other Avos. But the Bavli is not so clear. If anything, if you were just reading the Bavli alone, what would you say? That Hoshata is an Av or it's a Tolda? Tolda, why? So it's not on the Mishnah 9 Gimel, but it's not on the Yushalmi's Mishnah either. But what's the association? Where does the Bavli, I mean, in the Mishnah even, where's Haria. What?
I mean, Haria, that's one example when it gives that example of Mitzat.
Right, it says Hoshata and Zrika together. Right? And the Mishnah on Sadi Vav puts Zrika and Moshe together. Right? Hazorik Mishdeach, Lishdeach, Rishadab, and Be'emza. And then Shtek, Rishad, Zukeneg, Zubashav, HaMoshe, Vahazorik, Mizula, Zupater. Then Moshe is chayiv and Zorik is pater. The Mishnah here seems to list Zorik and Moshe together. So if anything, the default is to say that Moshe is going to be a tolda of Hotzah, especially if you take Rashi's read on Moshe. But a lot of the Rishonim, for some reason, are actually impressed by the Yushalmi, and they say that even the Bavli accepts Moshe as a separate Av. So who has that position? Anayin Gimel. Not the Ran. Probably not the Ran. Depends how you read it. Ramban. Excellent. Ramban and Ayin Gimel seems to maintain, even the Maskana, that Moshe is going to be a separate Av. That's going to be a separate Av. Remember, from the Yishalmi, it's clear that it's a separate Av. Because the 40 is just not in the Mishnah. Who takes the Ramban to some extent? He takes the Ramban and the Yushalmi and tweaks it. Excellent. How so? Sure, it's a 9 Gimel Amud Aleph. How is he like the Ramban and how is he different? You have it there? You can read it. Yeah, v'shal b'yishalmi.
V'shal b'yishalmi, lama lo tani moshi. Yamru v'fnei machloke shenachuku balakamad. Izo hiyo v'shata. V'ika d'yami m'pnei shekol ha-melachot v'yechad v'zo v'shnani. V'chol ha-melachot yishem toldot v'zo v'ina toldot. Mashma l'isviya lehu d'moshi d'av melachot v'kein motzi machis.
Right.
V'hava lehu k'zorea.
Notice how the Ritva here also assumes that hachnas is an av. Right? Go on. Okay, so what did he do?
So he's considering it to be an av in terms of I wasn't sure that last phrase of Ilon Fisha
the Ilon Fisha Lu Avos the Chivav. If not, you'd have too many avos. The ilo, if not, nefishi, you'd have too many avos, lechiva, that you're chayav for. So what does he do that the Ramban didn't do?
He's saying it's an av, but ke'in something. It's not a...
What do you mean, ke'in something? What's the something?
Ke'in motzi machnis. What do you mean by it?
How's he different from the Ramban?
The
Ramban just quotes the Yerushalmi and seems to accept it.
Right. And so that according to the Ramban, you might think that, you know, it's just an av. Like the Mishnah, but it can't be in there because of technical reasons. But this is not in there for semi-fundamental reasons in terms of the Korbanah.
Okay, so what's that semi-fundamental reason?
That you say that an av is the text just disappeared, so I'm going to try to remember what he said. But, an av is what you do when you have to make a separate korban for the sack and whatever.
Right.
But that may, I don't know, is he saying it may not be true for Moshe?
Yeah. How so though, Jennifer?
If you do Hotzah and
Hoshada,
then how
not? Chayv once. Right? If you do Hotzah and Moshe at Behel Mechad, you're chayv once. Why?
It's
Kain. It's Kainav. Meaning it's the same Av of Hotzah. So the Yishalmi was saying it's an Av Malacha, and the Rabban was saying, yeah, it's a separate Av Malacha, and Mechor, according to that, you'd be Chayiv Shtayim, if you did them Behel Mechad. Because they're two separate Mechayivim. The Ritva is saying, I'm going to accept the Rabban and the Yishalmi that it is an Av, but it's the same Av of Hutzah. Right? It's kind of like what the, if you hold Achnasa as an Av, you're going to hold that you're Chayiv once for Hutzah and Achnasa. Because it's also part of the Av Malacha of Hutzah, because it has a similar Mechayiv. So it's an av, but it's not a separate av. There's a world of a difference there. Meaning, you could have three possibilities. You could have something as two separate avos. You could have something as an av as a tolda, av and a tolda. Or you could have something as the same av. So if you say something is an av and a tolda, so they're similar but different. If you say something is two separate avos, then they're very different. And if you say something is the same av, then they're very, very much the same. So ironically, the Yerushalmi was saying they're super different. And the Ramban adopted that. Then the Ritva, by also wanting to accept the Yerushalmi, by saying it's an Av, ended up saying that they're super the same. Because now they're the same Av. The Ran doesn't like it. It's not clear how much the Ran rejects. I don't have a Chushe Ran here. But the Ran says that it seems very much from the Bavli, that the Bavli rejects the Yerushalmi Lagamri. And Bipashtos, it means that he thinks it's a tolda. Either way, Tosos thinks it's a tolda. Moshe's a tolda, and the Rambam thinks that Moshe's a tolda. So you have three shitas on where Moshe falls into the Mechayev of Hotzah. And again, the more you say that they're similar in terms of their structure, and the more you say that they're, I mean, the more you say they're similar in terms of being the same Av or an Av and a tolda, and the more you say that they're different in terms of the Tzura of the violation, like the more you say like Rav Haigon, or the more you say like the Rishonim who think, let's say that it's, let's say like Rav Haigon, then the more you're able to say that the Mechayev of Hotzah is much broader than Akira Hanach Achila for Shiyos. Okay, is that clear?
Good. What are you saying? Can you just repeat what you're saying with
the Ran? The Ran seems to say that the Bavli rejects the Yishalmi Lagamri. Right? You have it?
Yeah,
Right, so why is Oshata not in the Mishnah?
Okay,
go on.
That's it.
That's all he has? Which Ran is this?
No,
which, is the Ran or the Michas Ran?
It says the Ran, Chusha Ran. But I can see, that's all that they have on
Ran. Okay, let me, the other Ran. I know here in the footnotes they quote a Ran. I don't know if they quote his Lashon. I don't think they quote his Lashon. Okay. We can check the Ran on the Riff for a second, if you want. Okay. 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 Vim Tomar Od Lama Loshan and Moshe Mishayach, the Shasayach, the Shasaram, the Hamza, the Machayev, Kis of Han Azarik, Kvar Hikshu Zebi Yushami, the Garcinan Hassam, Ababa, the Lama Lotanir Hashati Manch, Kama, Umidlo Hashulak Shuye Hachi Bigmar Dilan, and since the Bavli was never bothered by the Yushami's question, where the Yushami said, why is it not in the Mishnah? The Bavli never was bothered by that. Mistavra, the Svir Luhu Shaaf Hoshata, the Chlal Hamotzi Lershus Lershusi. So the Ran over here is actually saying that's bechlal motzi mirshus l'rshus. He's saying like the Ritva.
Yeah.
That is part of the Ava of hotzah mirshus l'rshus. We'll have to check the miyuchas l'ritva Ran. See how he phrases it. The way the footnote quotes it here is that he thinks that. He quotes like I just read it. Okay. So anyway, Tosos and the Rambam clearly hold that according to the Bavli, Hoshata is a Tolda. That's clear. Okay. Now, a parallel issue to Hoshata is the question of Dalet Amos Pershus Rabim and Zorik. So what do we know about Dalet? Let's start with Dalet Amos Pershus Rabim. What do we know about Dalet Amos Pershus Rabim? What's the source of the Chiyuv for Dalet Amos Pershus Rabim?
Say that you have your own
Rishu, how do I know that I'm chayev not just rechila for shuyos? You know, tzah nachnasa we have a pasuk for in the Torah, either al yed yishmim komor or baikal yam yehavis. So what's the source for dalet amos for shuyos?
People say it is chila for
shuyos. Right, so the Balamor is going to say it is chila for shuyos, but
Gemara,
right, the source that the Gemara gives is that it's a Gemara Gemirila. It's halacha Moshe Misinai. Or it's a Mesorah. To understand that you're Chayiv also for Dalet Amos Pershus Rabim. Now the Mechayiv that some of your Shonim points, like you just said, is the Baal Amor. It was very interesting. The Baal Amor, let's read it for a second. Sadi Vav Mem Beis in the Rif. Does he understand Dalet Amos as an Av or a Tolda of Hotzah? The very first Baal Amor on Sadi Vav Mem Beis. Rachel, you have it?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but what is it in the fair?
Lami above my base, maybe? I'm not sure if we have the same source of Adaf. I doubt we do.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of Azorik, so.
Yeah.
Right. So what does he think? Av or Tolda?
Tolda.
Kulu Tolda there's Yachad there's Rab Ninu. So it's a Tolda. So why is it not an Av? If it also has Chila for Shuyos, according to him, why isn't it the same as Utsa Achnasa? Yeah.
His language is very, it's like.
Yeah, because it's generic, right, it's artificial. Right, it's not an objective chila for shios of walking from one kind of rishus into another. It's superimposed by every dalat amos that you're walking in. So it's hard to actually pin down where one rishus starts and one rishus ends. The Chassam Sofer already points out that when you read the Shaka Vitaria on Sadi Vavim Beis, it's like Mar does something a little strange. Right, the Gemara actually. Where does the Gemara, or how does the Mishnah even bring up Zorik? What? I mean, the Gemara does something, the Shaka Vitari on Tzadi Vam Mabes, the Gemara starts with, okay, Zrika is told of Hutzah. How do we know Hutzah? So the Gemara gives a Pasuk. Everyone says, how do we know Achnasa? Fine. And then it says, how do you know Zrika Dal Ramos Prishas Arabim? So all the Rishonim, even the Rashi, already asked the question: why does the Gemara jump from asking about Hotzah Achnasa to Zrika Brishus Arabim? Why didn't the Gemara just ask about Zrika of Hotzah and Achnasa first? I mean, the Gemara skips a stage. The Gemara starts with Hotzah Achnasa. The Gemara starts with Hotzah, moves to Achnasa, and then it jumps to Zorik Dal Ramos Brishus Arabim. Shouldn't there have had to have been an in-between question about Zrika of Chila for Shuyos? So it's just interesting that it's very possible. So you could go in two opposite directions here. The Ritva goes in the first direction and says, because it's obvious to the Gemara that Zrika of Chila for Shuyos is the Tolda of Chila for Shuyos. I mean, it's kind of obvious. Once you're chayav for walking from one Rishus to another Rishus, so it's a natural extension to say Zrika from one Rishus to another Rishus. Like Tosa said, you know, Mali Ayde Hotza, Mali Ayde Zrika. Zrika's relationship to Dalet Amos per Shis Arabim may be different from its relationship to Chila for Shios. It's just, why would that be? Why is Zrika for some reason more naturally related to Dalet Amos than Chila for Shios? Like, is it more logical to Mechaya to be obligated for Zrika and Dalet Amos than to be Chaya for Zrika in Chila for Shuyos, or is it more logical to be chayev for Zrika of Dalet Amos than for Havar of Dalet Amos? Why the association? Make the case stronger. The Yushalmi in Yud Aleph Aleph. Anybody see the Yushalmi Yud Aleph Aleph? Anybody see the Yushalmi Yud Aleph Aleph? The end of 11:1 in the Palestinian Talmud. What does Yishalmi do that's odd? You see it?
A little bit there. I couldn't really find exactly what you intended first. You see that?
Yeah. I'm on the wrong paragraph. So Yishalmi in the end of Yud Aleph Aleph says, contra the Baal Amor, actually. So the Yishalmi says, Tana b'shem Reb Yuda, Zarak dal ramos b'shis rab mechayiv. If you throw four ramos in b'shis rab mechayiv, Reb Yuda ovid dal ramos b'shis rab melacha. Bifnei Atzma, the Tana of Yehuda thought that Zrikas Dalet Amos Brishus Rabim is a separate Av Melacha. So that's already against the Baal Amor. Baal Amor thought that Dalet Amos Brishus Rabim is a Tolda of Hotzah. Yushalmi quotes Reb Yehuda, who says it's a separate Av Melacha. How does he know? What's the source? Reb Zera, Reb Yoshev, B'shem Reb Yochanan, Mitofer Yerios, Lamad Rab Yehuda, Shehoi Yitofer Yerios, Mizarkin Es Mechteim El De'elu. How does he know that Dalet Amos Brishus Rabim is Chayiv? Because they used to throw their needles for Amos and Brishus Rabim. So the Makar of Dalet Amos Brishus Rabim is a case of Zrika, not a case of Havara and Chila for Shios. So it's a parallel phenomenon to what we saw in the Bavli just now. The Bavli jumped to associating Dalet Amos Brishus Rabim with Zrika. And Yushalmi, when it wants to bring a source for the man Damar who holds that Dalet Amos is a separate Av, Yushalmi quotes Zrika. Why? There's something very intuitive here. What would you suggest? Mikey, what would you suggest?
I personally see Zrika as being connected to Dalet Amos. I mean,
yeah, why?
Whenever you're Zorik something, it's always coming from wherever you're standing, whatever it's just, it's coming from your... I just see it as like it's coming from your domain. It's like drawing something is going from yourself to four amos in whatever direction. I don't know.
There's also no formal hanacha.
In
both respects.
Well, let's say you pick up an object, you walk five amos, and you put it down.
But you don't have to.
Then you're not chayv.
Ma'ir arba amos is only when you when there's.
You need an akira and a hanacha.
Yeah. Even when you.
So the Chassam Sofer makes the point very nicely on Tzadi Vama Beis. Anybody have a suggestion? Rebecca, you probably have a suggestion. No? Q, suggestion? Ayelet, suggestion? Jennifer? Jeremy? Guess we're up to me. I'll make a suggestion. So the Chassam Sofer on Tzadi Vama Beis has this nice idea that if you think about it, it's very intuitive. Borrowing the Baal Amor. Baal Amor said that every Dalet Amos that you have is your own personal Rishos. When you do Havara, so that Rishos moves along with you. When you carry in Rishos Rabim, so your Dalet Amos move along with you. So it's hard to say that you did an Akira in the Rishos that got frozen over there, and now you're doing a Hanacha five Amos later in a separate private Rishos. Just intuitively, the Rishos follows you. So your four amos began over there, but now they're moving as you go. In a case of Zrika, you're stationary, so your four amos stay where they are, and the chifetz moves out of them. So it's just almost more intuitive to mechayvi for a case of Zrika for Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim than it would be to mechayvi for a case of walking four amos on Rishus Rabim. If you assume like the Baal Amor. Now, so that's the more intuitive case. That could be like the av of Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim. There may be an extension that we'll say that, you know what? Maybe we define those Dalet Amos by the Makom Akira. That we define it by the place where the object was uprooted from. But like the paradigm will always be a case of where your Dalet Amos stays stationary and it's only the chefetz that moves out of them. So it does seem from the Gemara that there's at least in terms of the most obvious, the most basic case of Dalet Amos, that it'll always be a case of Zrika. We may extend it and say that artificially, you could say that those four Amos were stuck over there based off the Makom HaAkira. So I'll call upon him, you have the Yushalmi on one extreme. The Yushalmi says there's an Av of Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim. Baal Amor says there's a Tolda based off this notion of Chilef Rishuyos. And there's a third Shita that holds what? When it comes to Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim, not like the Yushalmi, not like the Baal Amor. And similar to the three shitas we saw in Hoshata, you have a third shita when it comes to Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim. Yeah. Who? Rambam seems to hold that way. Right, that would be the structurally that's the third. So the Rambam in Yud Beis Ches, what?
It's the same av
of Hotzah. The Rambam in Yud Beis Ches quotes Hotzah Mirshus Lirshus Malach Miyavus Malachotzi V'chulei Halmata Shava Malach Koriyosav V'chein Lamdu Mipi HaShemua Shemavir Birshus Rab Mitchilas Arv L'Sov Abba Harei Hu Kimotzi Mirshus Lirshus V'chayiv. So the Rambam learns that Havaras Dalet Amos Birshus Rab is the same av of Hotzah. The Yishalmi thought it's a separate av. And Yishalmi there again said that it's not in the Mishnah because not everybody agrees to it. It's machlokes. And the Baal Amor said it's a Tolda of Hotzah. Tosos also thinks that Zrika Stalad Amos Tosin Daf Beit Dir Maskal Pashat also thinks that Hotzah Stalad Amos Rishus Rabim is a Tolda of Hotzah Mirshus Loshes. There's one other Rishon someone who's actually misupuk about it. He says, I'm not sure where to put Dalad Amos Rishus Rabim. Who's that? Anybody see it? The Ritva and Ayin Gimel Meralav. The Ritva actually says is great. He says V'hainu Nami quotes the case of Hotzah and Hachnasa. He says the Mishnah doesn't list Hachnasa because Hachnasa is already included in Motzi Mirshus Lirshus. Okay? Why? D'chol Akira Shepes M'komo Hotzah Karilei V'hainu Nami D'lo Katani Mavir Dalet Amos. And for that same reason that the Mishnah didn't spell out Hachnasa because it's included in Motzi Mirshus Lirshus, the Mishnah also didn't have to spell out Dalad amos prishus arabim. The hainu nami akiras chayfet mimkomoi ki amakom arba amos min astam. Then the Britva says, wait a second. The efshar demavir toldahi. Maybe Havar is a tolda. So Britva is actually masupak about it. Now these three shitas on Dalad amos prishus arabim tie in very nicely with what the mechayiv of chutzah is. The more you emphasize chila for shuyos, hotza, hachnasa, going from one rishus to another rishus, the more you think that it's all about the direction, rishus hayachid, or you're going to rishus harabim, like Tosfos, who felt that that was the mechayiv of hotza, then of course you'll say that dalet amos rishus harabim can never make the cut of an av of chila for shuyos. Because even if you say like the balamor, so at best that'll make it a tolda. Because it's not actual changing from one rishus into another rishus. There are different geographic areas, but it's not a rishus hayachid or rishus harabim. Right, the Marsham, there's a chew of the Marsham where he argues with Dr. Yad Absurdum. He's like, look, a guy asked him a shaila, and he said, if I take the Balamar seriously, so if I stand within 4 amos of Jeremy, so let's say I'm with him 3 amos, so then essentially I could pass, we have 6 amos over here. Sorry. If I stand, right, within 6 amos of Jeremy, I should be able to carry 6 amos. Because I have Rishus Hayachid, and Jeremy has Rishus Hayachid and Rishus Rabim. So now it's like Motzi Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid, which is Pater Midaraisa. So if the Balamor, if we take the Balamor literally, that's a cool you'll get. Marsham says that's ridiculous. He's like, and I'll give you better proof. Let's say I'm standing within 4 amos of my door. So I do an Akira from Rishus Rabim within 4 amos of my door. So you'll say that I'm defined now as a Rishus Hayachid within my 4 amos, and my house is Rishus Hayachid. So I could be Motzi from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Hayachid so long as my Akira was within 4 amos. Can't be. So Marsham says, clearly the Baal Amor, it's just a way of explaining Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim. It's not that it actually becomes a Rishus Hayachid. And also Rishus Hayachid needs Mechitzos. Right? You could have something that's owned as a Rishus Hayachid, but if it doesn't have walls, then you're going to be chayiv for Hotzah. That could be considered Rishus Rabim. So the Marsham says it's not literal. So the more you focus on the definition of Rishuyos, Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim can never be the same av of Hotzah. If you think the Mechayiv is a carrying, and it's just like a condition that you have to breach a Rishus, but the Mechayiv is Akiras Chepet Mimkomo, then you have room to say that Hotzah, that Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim is part of the av. Because that's also an Akiras Dav Mimkomo. That's moving an object around. It's not about Chila for Shuyos. So that's why the Ritva Dafka, and there are, we'll see also other Rishonim, who thinks Pierce that Achnosa is going to be part of the Av of Hotzah. And he doesn't see a distinction between going into Rishus Rabim and leaving Rishus Rabim. He's de-emphasizing the Rishuyos. So he'll say, yeah, you know what? It's very possible. The Mechayiv is Akiras Chila Mimkomo, so Dalet Amos is part of the same Av. The Rambam says there's no difference in Hotzah and Achnasa. It's all just the perspective that you have. So the Rambam is going to say, great, Dalet Amos Prishus Rabim is a natural extension of carrying. It's significant enough. So actually, that works out very nicely with the breakdown of the Mechayiv of Hotzah. But then the Ritva is Masupuk, and he says, you know what, maybe it depends on how we define Mimkomo. It's true that the Mechayiv is Akiras Chefet, but the Shaila is, what's defined as Mimkomo? So is moving it from its Rishus its Dalet Amos to another Rishus Rabim to another Dalet Amos considered Mimkomo? That's why he's not sure. That's why he's Masupuk whether it's part of the same Av or not. Okay. So maybe we'll stop here. We'll stop here. That's the basic overview of Moshit and Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim. There's a very important question. Do you think, are all the cases of Dalet Amos, does it have the same rules of Hotzah Mirshus Lershus? I don't know if anybody saw the Rashi and Tosfos on Sukkah Mem Gimel. But could there be an important difference between Dalet Amos and Hotzah Mirshus Lershus? So we'll discuss that a little bit next time. And then we'll go on to Akira and Hanacha. Maybe Akira and Hanacha play a different role in Dalet Amos than they play in, not to the extreme that Rachel was suggesting that you wouldn't need it at all, but maybe they're not as significant. So just for next time, I'll email Makoros, but if you want to get started, we'll move on to the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to come back to the top of Gimel Med Aleph, which is the Davar Shein Meskavein and Amlacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Gemara. So we'll come back to Tzedas Tzvi, Tzedas Nachash. But I want to look into the Shnaim She'asua Gemara. When you have two people who are doing the case, the Gemara has Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach. So you'll see Gimel Med Aleph and the Rashi, Dibur Maschil, Peturei Da'atzadei Chiyav Chatas. Like the Gemara says, there's one case of a severe Isser or a putter that could bring you to an Isser. So what's that case? So Rashi, Dibur Maschil, Peturei, his shita and what he quotes from his Rebbeim, and Tosos Dibur Maschil Peturei Da'atzadei Chiyav Chatas, the Riz shita and the Rivaz shita. Very interesting shiloh there. And then see the Ramban on that Gemara, and then Tosos Dibur Maschil Ba'asosa. What's the right girsa on the Gemara, and why is the how does the girsa play into this to this question? And then see Tosos on Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph about it, Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach. Is the Shnayim She'asu of Oker and Meniach, is that the same of the as Shnayim She'asu who just do a Malacha all the way through? So Tosos Dibur Maschil Chad Lom Ute on Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay. That's what we'll pick up with on Tuesday. Differences between Dalet Amos and Akir and Hanacha.